is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Breaking news. Biden cabinet secretary tests positive for COVID-19. How's that vaccine working out for you in that booster there, Biden cabinet secretary? Greg in Dallas, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Are we fired up enough to get going?
Oh, I think we are.
Some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear, and that's the radio in the break leading up to the show. Whew, enough to get you stoked up and fired up and ready to rock and roll. So let's do it. Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Monster Cast CAR Firearms Group Studios on this one Lead Slingers mic with me today. The first show of 2022. Can you believe it? I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day, 6 days a week. All of it. Presented to you by X Insurance. More about that later. We begin a new year. Seems like yesterday we began this journey together here on the airwaves back in 2009, Greg. 2009, it's 2022.
That's a good stretch.
It's hard to believe it's 2022 already, but now airing on hundreds of radio stations across the country from that first show heard here in Atlanta on one radio station, AM 920, The Answer. Which I guess literally makes AM 920 The Answer. You're tuned in now in Atlanta on AM 920, our oldest affiliate, and still cranking out AAR now 6 days per week. Almost hard to wrap your head around. Yet here we are, fighting the enemies of freedom every single day and never taking a break. I used to say, Greg, a long time ago, I think you remember sleeping with toothpicks under our eyes. And that's what it takes, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you have to do. Why? Because our enemies are. And they are the enemies of our freedoms, believe me. But they do the same. Therefore, we can never stop. On that note, I want to give you some ideas and some thoughts about where we are and what you can expect from me personally as the host of this long-running, nationally syndicated powerhouse radio broadcast as we push forward relentlessly this year on our mission. And it is a mission to put the gun grabbers where they belong, out of our lives and out of business forever. That's our ultimate goal. For years on this program, you've heard me say that I believe freedom will always prevail, right, Greg?
I have.
On that note, I'm extremely optimistic, always have been. I believe that at my core. All people yearn to be free. And this nation, as screwed up as it is right now, and it is screwed up, with as many problems as we have, and we have a lot of them, and you know where I lay blame. Media and social media. We have many, many problems. But I believe that freedom, the founding principles of this nation and the founding principles of our founders, will win the day. It isn't going to be easy. The fight will get dirtier than ever. And is it going to get dirty this year? Whew. If you thought it was dirty last year and in 2020, you ain't seen nothing yet. This fight is going to get dirtier than ever before. But we're up to the task. Why? Because we have God-given rights. They are constitutionally recognized. They are not granted by our founding documents. They are recognized by our founding documents. Rights that supersede the founding documents. Granted to us by God, not man-made law. And those rights walk with us on this journey. It's for this reason that we will eventually win the day. We are right. Our enemies are wrong, and working together, you, me, and others, we will squash them and their evil ideology that works hand in hand with socialists, Marxists, and communists in their attempt to disarm those with whom they disagree. We will never cave to their demands, ever. We cannot, the consequences of which would be disastrous. Greg, think about this for a second. Imagine an America where on July 1st, all Americans must begin turning in their guns to an out-of-control Democrat party at federally designated buyback locations or immediately become a criminal fugitive. Imagine an America where the only two groups of Americans with guns are the socialist political class and criminals, Greg. where all law-abiding Americans in unison, acting like barnyard sheep, are handing over their freedom out of fear. Can you imagine that day?
This is pretty much what I picture.
Right. To those people who don't think that that can happen. Oh, you gun nuts. Here they go again. Talking a bunch of smack. We want their guns. This apocalyptic view of America, i.e. think Great Britain and Australia and others, just to name a few. But who would do that? Can't imagine millions of Americans willfully handing over their freedoms? You must not be paying attention to the millions of New York City residents and, well, can't leave these out, other blue state sheep, willfully right now today handing over what's left of their liberties by complying on a mass scale with leftist politicians demanding they show medical records to participate in society. And that means doing anything outside your home where you be shunned, fined, and arrested. Even five-year-olds, family with five-year-olds. We saw the video last week. It is happening right now before your eyes. Right now in places like New York City, all of New Jersey, California, et al. Do you think they're going to stop? They won't stop until they are stopped. And stopping them now is going to take mass civil disobedience on a scale that, frankly, probably won't happen in those areas. They've shown absolutely no willingness to fight back. They've let a guy like Bill de Blasio strip them of their freedoms in New York City, of their liberties, their dignity, their jobs and businesses, and in many cases, their very lives. And if you say that on Twitter, you get banned because you're not following their rules of engagement. It should never have come to this, but it has. Those are the very people coming after your gun rights. The same crew of socialists, Marxists, commies, America-hating, criminal-coddling, open border, police-defunding, constitution-be-damned, hypocrite, elitist fraternity scumbags that lived by the edict, okay for me, not for thee. They hate your guns, but they have their own. They demand you put on a mask, and they show up maskless wherever they are. Can you believe that sentence I just said, Greg? That you put on a mask. We're talking about government forcing people to wear masks. When you try to wrap your head around this, it's mind-boggling. But they show up maskless. Think AOC, the horse whisperer. That's what we're going to start calling her.
That works.
They require you showing your papers while they sip martinis in free Florida. And you good little sheep back home, do as you're told. Horse whisperer AOC. Did you see that this week?
I did.
That angered me more than anything I saw throughout the year.
I wasn't
that
surprised.
Right there, my blood boiled. It didn't surprise me. Actually, it kind of did. The fact that that was so in your face and she was so bold to even to consider that shows you who we're dealing with. These are dangerous people. As freedom lovers and gun rights activists, we can never allow it to happen to us. We know better, but we know they're trying. A criminal mainstream media, so corrupt, so dangerous, they no longer hide their disdain for you while actively working with the commies in the Democrat Party to make sure you are told only what they want you to hear and see. Social media, literally destroying the human element of communication necessary for a republic such as ours to function and survive normally. Working openly to silence anyone and everything that disagrees with their comrades in that Democrat Party. Creating an America where only they can speak and you must be silenced. Except you won't be. This show is your voice. This is the promise I make to you as we head into 2022. I'm one of you. And together, we will stuff them right back where they belong. Inside the dustbin of history. Along with every other commie that comes along and tries to destroy America. I promise to you that I will never back down from this fight. Particularly a fight with these clowns. It's too easy. I will never be canceled. I will never allow it to happen. And I will never, ever, ever compromise with these people. Ever. They will never get an inch from me on this program. They never have and they never will. And as I've done for the last 13 years, I promise you I will do for the next 13 years and beyond. I will never talk to them. I will talk about them. They are not welcome on this program. They never have been. They never will be. We're not changing anything here. This is what we've done for the last 13 years. I will never show them the respect they seek, but have never shown us, and I will treat them as they treat us. I will never trust them ever, and I will always be there to bury their falsehoods and lies. We're at a breaking point here in America where the other side is using every tool at their disposal to defeat us, and we will do the same. We will use the legislative process and continue to mobilize our side. We will grow our grassroots organizations to defeat them where they germinate, and we will donate our time, money, and efforts to see to it we succeed. And when they rear their ugly heads, we will destroy them in courtrooms and at the ballot boxes. While they will call us racist, white supremacists, and other nonsense to move their un-American evil agenda forward, we will continue to have the truth and the Constitution on our side until they are defeated. And it begins right now. Huge program for you tonight. I promise you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Our patience is wearing thin.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense in its entirety, makers of the best AR M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back inside the Carr Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slinger's mic, all presented by X Insurance. A quick reminder for you that I am going to be seeking your assistance. We have got to partner up as we move into 2022. We need to work together. We need to support the businesses that support voices like ours. There's going to be a lot of upcoming changes at Armed American Radio in 2022. The new store, Greg, opens up, I think, this week.
Sweet.
You'll be able to pick up. Yeah, it's beautiful. We've only got about six items up, but we're going to be adding them very quickly. In fact, I think you might have a T-shirt with one of your favorite sayings on there.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff, and we'll have some, but yeah, that will pop this week. But we ask you to support the partners that support the program that keep us on air. These voices are so important. I don't have to remind you of that. If that opening statement, if the monologue wasn't enough, I don't know what to tell you, because they're coming at us, and they're coming at us hard. Greg, one of the things that stuck out to me when I was sitting here determining today, how do I want to open the program on 2022? Do I want to come at you and be really optimistic and, and sugarcoat things? No, I'm not going to do that. I've never done that. I'm going to tell you like it is. This year's going to be tough for gun rights. We've talked to Gottlieb about it. You've heard it on the program here.
Yep.
But more than anything is when I think about what's going on in New York, and I think to myself, the comparison there is palpable. Don't think it can happen, yet that day that they want to take our guns and all of a sudden you've got to show up and at a federally designated federal buyback location. Don't think it can happen. Look around the world. It's happened many times around the world. They're trying to do it here. It's in Biden's own playbook on his own website. Buying them back. That's what he's talking about. And I asked, don't you think it can happen here? Look what's going on in New York, Greg. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, 36 months ago, even under de Blasio, think that something like this could happen in the city of New York?
Absolutely not. But, they had to create unprecedented circumstances in order to have these unprecedented actions followed through on.
Well, what we've got, the end result of this, is millions of American citizens willfully handing over their freedoms. Okay, I'll go get a card. I have no problem showing a card to walk into a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I have no problem being questioned by a high school manager.
Yeah.
And show him my papers. What? An American ought to say, get out of my way. I'm going to get a damn chicken sandwich. Did you see that, kid? Honey, see, really? That's what a real American should be doing. And we're not. Many of us are. Many of us aren't. Millions upon millions of us in New York. I don't know if you saw the ball drop in New York. Did you watch that nonsense with that moron Ryan Seacrest?
No, I was busy enjoying life with friends and family, maskless, unvaccinated, and having a great time.
Mask theater.
Yeah.
This guy's up there 1 minute with a mask, the next minute without one. There's a woman her boyfriend is what do you call it? When he's asking her to marry him.
No, proposing.
I think that's what was going on. He was proposing to her. Pulled a Biden there for a second.
Yeah, I know what's coming.
They're both wearing masks, and my kids are going, look, he's kissing her in their masks.
Yes.
Did you ever? My God.
Yep, that's where we're at.
Willfully.
Mental disorder.
Millions of Americans. This is indicative of what your fellow American will do if asked to do it by authorities. Millions of them will do that. Oh, the cops will never enforce that. I'd like to think law enforcement's on our side. Ma'am, excuse me. Does that five-year-old, how old's your son, five? Yeah, does he have his vaccine paperwork? You need to leave or we're going to arrest you. In New York City last week, viral video.
Yep.
Literally the destruction of our liberties right before our eyes. Fortunately, there were people fighting back. There were people filming it, yelling at them. But it should frighten every American that those cops seem to have no problem going in to do that.
Just following orders.
When in America, what would happen if the cops, look, I'm not going to enforce that. Why didn't that happen? I'm just following orders. Handing over willfully your liberties. on a massive, massive scale. We're talking millions of people, 12 million people in and around the city. And New York City being Manhattan and the other boroughs. New York, you're listening right now. I don't know what the non-compliance rate is, Greg. Any idea?
No, because we really don't get any reporting on that.
Wonder why.
Well,
that's a whole other program.
Whole other hour.
The government shunning you, fining you, arresting you. It's happening right before our eyes. How many of those people would willfully turn over their guns if they have any guns at all? What will it take to say no? That's why I said to stop them now is going to require a massive, massive civil disobedience maneuver. Massive. On a grand scale. And like I said, I frankly don't see that happening in those areas now. Because why? Because they're normalizing that behavior.
Yep.
It's a psychological game. They're normalizing what 36 months ago you would have thought was absolutely bonkers. You couldn't have even conjured it up in your mind. That someone would be screaming at you on an airplane because you don't have a mask on your face. You mean you're a gun owner screaming at you? They're normalizing this incredibly destructive behavior. Fortunately, millions of Americans are fighting back. New York, there is light at the end of your tunnel. Don't look at it in your new mayor. I mean, you vote for another Democrat socialist, expect another Democrat socialist. That's what you got. Right after midnight, the guy signed executive orders carrying on the block. Millions of New Yorkers, millions of you were like taken aback. My God, seriously, we thought we had a fresh face. You voted for a Democrat. Those of you who voted for the Democrat thinking you were going to get a change need to go back to what Albert Einstein said when he defined insanity as doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result. That's what you get. A lot of you heard tough talk because of policing. We're going to take the city back. Not in my city. We all liked hearing that come from Adams. God bless him. Finally, somebody is standing up and saying, not in my city. It's not going to happen. Everything else is going to be the same. We're going to keep everything the same. We're still going to require you to do this, require you to do that. We're still going to normalize this, still going to normalize that. But we're going to stop and frisk. We're just going to do it in a politer way. How does it stop? You have to stop it. You have to stop it. You meaning we, us, me, you, all of us, on a massive scale, have to put our foot down and say, no, not anymore. It isn't going to happen. I think that day is coming, Greg. I can't predict how, but I believe the 2022 midterms are going to see a sea change.
I hope so.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to have to put up with this until we have a new leader in 2024 that begins to bring America back to normal. But if it's a Democrat, you're never going to see normal again. This is normal for them. And believe me when I tell you, coming after your guns is normal as well. These are the same people that want your guns that have never met a gun control bill or a gun confiscation bill that they haven't wanted to make love to and make it the law of the land. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart coming up next, and he'll tell you the who are coming.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
Let's go, Brandon, and let's impeach Joe Biden.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, we love you in Wichita. KQAM, Wichita, Kansas, thank you guys for being such a long-running affiliate. We love you up there. Can't wait to get back up there. You got a good one in Andy Hoosier, and we appreciate his participation on this program over the years. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, thanks for that rejoin. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, the Democrats are coming, the Democrats are coming. AWR, thanks for being so punctual. I don't know if you knew this or not, but when you called into the station, it literally was 6:32 and 17 seconds after. Was that done intentionally?
That's when I told you I was calling.
And you did. I love that. Greg and I got a big kick out of that. All right, here's what we're going to do. First of all, Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you and Greg, and if the folks at the Cove are listening, Happy New Year to them.
I'm sure they are. Okay, let's start with this. I want to look at some of your headlines. This is, I love the way you've done this. 337 murders during 2021 in Democrat-run Baltimore. Next headline, Democrat-run Philadelphia set homicide record in 2021. 2021, deadliest year in quarter of a century in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. I will remind you, Democrat-controlled. Homicides at 15-year high in Democrat-run Los Angeles. Poll, majority of Democrat voters think strict gun control doesn't affect crime levels, and on and on and on. AWR, let's talk about this briefly for a moment, because these four headlines lay out what's happening across this country. And at what point in time is that light going to go on in some people's heads Yeah. That person that's voted Democrat for decades, is that light going to go ding, 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 ding? Maybe I should try something different like Trump asked me to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I still think our best shot is gun ownership because people own guns and they get used to being independent again. They're not likely to give that up. A lot of these people in these cities, it seems to me, they keep voting the same way. I can't figure it out, but I mean, you know, I covered the Beverly Hills gun store, the only gun store in Beverly Hills.
Right.
But this guy's doing a booming business. He can't. I mean, he just sells as many guns as he can get his hands on. People are freaked out in these Democrat-run cities. So the question is, will the actors who are freaked out and now buying guns at the Beverly Hills gun store, will those actors vote different? I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of faith in them. But, you know, just look at Lori Lightfoot. Has she changed her tune? No. Look at Kenny, the mayor of Philadelphia. Has he changed his tune? No. Look over in Baltimore, where Mayor Scott, has he changed his tune? You know, he just keeps saying, well, 2022 is going to be better. Well, if it's going to be better, it's going to have to change a whole lot, because in the first 90 minutes of 2022, two people were shot and killed, one person was shot and wounded, and 15 minutes later, another person was shot and wounded. So that's during the first 2 hours and five, no, the first 115 minutes of 2022.
You know, I think an example, let's go back to, because I covered your story last week on The Daily Show about the Beverly Hills gun shop, the concierge shop of California, where stars are coming in and setting private appointments to buy guns because they're petrified of the policies they have voted for decades and go on national TV and talk about. And then they go in and buy guns at private sessions because they're petrified of the results of those policies. Here's why I'm not optimistic. Less than 60 seconds after Adams took the reins of power in New York, he signed executive orders carrying over exactly what de Blasio did as far as mandates and everything else. And he had a lot of people in New York go, wait a minute, we thought we were getting something different. Here's my, please correct me if I'm wrong. But if you vote for a Democrat, expect to get more Democrat. I mean, is that irrational?
No. I mean, if you vote for a Democrat, they look at it as you giving them the okay. You're saying, hey, what you're doing is right. And they're going to keep doing what they're doing. And that's how Democrats operate. You got to always remember, listeners, Democrats are not about freedom. They're about taking freedom. Always keep that in mind. Democrats are active. They're taking freedom every chance they get. They are cutting your freedom off every chance they get. And what the conservative does, the conservative approach is different. The conservative says, let's get government out of the way so these people can protect their own freedom. And so when you elect one of these Democrats, you're electing somebody whose mindset already teaches them, come and take, come and take. And they're going to come in and take your freedom. You got to quit voting for them.
You know, every rally I've ever seen in D.C. or anything else, you're spot on. It's always about taking something away and changing something you already have. Let's go to Chicago for actual real-time numbers. And I say real-time, this is as of 9 a.m. this morning. The numbers have changed. They've gone up. I'll report those on Armed American News tomorrow, and I know AWR will do the same thing over at Breitbart News. 24 wounded and 5 killed in Chicago. New Year's. Shot and killed, 793. That number is going to rise. We're going to have a final tally on that. I don't have do you have a final tally for the year for Chicago by any chance? Yeah, for the total shot and killed?
Well, you got to look at the difference, Mark, between what the police released and what the media released. And I mean trusted media, not just.
Right.
But police released 797 as a number. But, you know, on December 14th, the Chicago Sun-Times marked December 14th as the day that Chicago hit 800 homicides. So there were two more weeks after that. So we're at an 800 homicide year, no matter how you, and it's just how high might it actually be once all the numbers settle? No one knows.
Well, it's going to be over 800. It's plus 800, listeners. I can promise you that when we have a final number, we'll give it to you. But boy, I honestly, from a psychological standpoint, in my opening remarks, AWR, I was talking about, imagine an America where on July 1st, because Congress passed a new law, a Democrat-run law, or Democrat-run Congress passed a new law and a Democrat socialist signed it into law, that on July 1st, we have to turn in all of our firearms at a federally designated buyback location, which Joe Biden has already claimed. It's on his website. And Google it. Don't take my word for it, listeners. I want to tell you, if you're new to the program, Google Joe Biden's plan to end gun violence. It's right on his website. He talks about confiscation. And if you really want me to hand walk you through it, it's the fourth bullet point down. Don't take my word for it. Go read it. And I said, AWR, you don't think that can happen? I mean, who would do that? Can you imagine really millions of Americans willfully handing over their freedoms? They're doing it right now in New York. Millions of New York residents are willfully, literally, handing over their liberties by showing cards to go to do normal things in life that they never would have dreamed of 36 months ago. What's to stop people from it can happen, brother. It can happen, or am I just nuts?
No, it can happen. And the way they'll do it, too, is either they will incentivize certain people by telling them they'll give them a check for the gun, or they will pass so many smaller laws that if you're caught with a gun that they've demanded you hand over, it'll be a felony and you'll lose your gun rights the rest of your life. And on that one little trick, a lot of people will hand their guns in because they will not want to lose their gun rights looking toward the future. But that's how Democrats work. You got to understand, I said they take things, and they do take them, but they're also tyrannical. And you got to remember that the Democrat Party is a party of tyrants, and you can write that down. And you see tyranny anytime they're in power, and they're happy to live out that tyranny over the people. And so, as I said, this year, make up your mind that you're not going to vote Democrat.
Well, I tell you, something's got to change. And boy, if you don't believe what AWR is talking about, just look at the videos of the horse whisperer AOC sipping martinis with her boyfriend, maskless, in a free state, after blasting the governor, DeSantis, herself. It's all theater, listeners. It's all theater. Those of you vote for her, you've been played. And the fact that you can't see that scares me to death. When we come back, Washington State Democrats are pushing a bill reducing penalties for drive-by shootings. Huh? Yeah, it's a fact. We'll talk about it with AWR when we come back. Don't go away.
Not a joke.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting. First-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Leadslinger's Whiskey. This is the Leadslinger's microphone. Car Arms. This is the Car Firearms Group Studios. X Insurance presents all of this. These are three amazing companies that support the right to bear arms and put it out there for us and create products for us. X will create whatever it is you need. Have a specific need? Pick the phone up and call them. We make it easy. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Click on the X Insurance banner. It will give you all the information you need. You can make a phone call and say, hey, here's my situation. They will create a product and coverage for you based on your individual need, because they are an A-rated insurance company, not some gimmicky direct marketing company. You'll train all your, get all your deep. No, this is an insurance business, and they insure you. Call them. Support the businesses that support this show. Crossbreed Holsters, Daniel Defense, the best in the world, are on this company, are on this program. The best companies in the world support this program. North American Arms, gunbroker.com. Patricia Huff will be here at the top of the next hour. MyPillow.com. AAR is the promo code. Man, you guys are killing it over there. They're shipping like crazy. Continue to support the people who support us. We'll talk about more of our partners as we move through the program today. But this is our goal for the year. We've got to work together to defeat the enemies of our freedom. While there are businesses out there going woke, let's help them go broke, okay? And let's support the businesses that support the right to bear arms. AWR Hawkins, when I saw this story, and you were the first one that I saw it for, and then I started following it down the rabbit hole. I took the red pill and started going down the rabbit holes. Well, I couldn't believe this headline until I started digging into it. Washington State Democrats push bill reducing penalties for drive-by shootings. Would you please try your level best to explain this to America?
Well, there's really no way to explain it. I mean, you have a Democrat who is basically uptight that an individual at age 18 was convicted in conjunction with the drive-by shooting. And because drive-by shootings, they have a list in Washington State of certain crimes with guns that if you commit them, then you get the max you can get. And so this individual got 777 years. And so the Democrat says, well, we need to change that law because the penalty should have actually been 240 to 300 and something months. I don't know what it was. This individual was convicted in a drive-by in which two people were killed. So I've got a Democrat telling me two lives were worth 240 months. That's the price. I mean, we can go back to that first 15 minutes where we talked to it. I don't want to repeat myself, but I'm just telling you, these folks are crazy. I mean, these folks are, they're just, there's something there, you know, that elevator's not hitting the 14th floor.
Where their head hit the top of the elevator. Murder was committed during the 1995 language that they want to strike from the aggravating factors that AWR is talking about in Washington State. Let me quote. The murder was committed during the course of or as a result of a shooting where the discharge of a firearm is either from a motor vehicle or from the immediate area of a motor vehicle that was used to transport the shooter or the firearm. She believes, the Simmons character, believes that the language surrounding drive-by shootings was targeted at gangs that were predominantly young and black. So here we go. It's race.
Right.
So if you're young and black and you shoot out of a car, you're not supposed to know that's wrong. In my book, they should have gotten 778 years. I don't know what I'm missing.
Well, you're not missing anything. It's just, and see, when you're doing a drive-by shooting, no rational person cares whether the hand holding the gun is black, brown, white, green, yellow, red. I don't care what color the individual is. There's nothing in this about
right.
race. What I care about is that people aren't just grabbing guns and shooting at other people in cold blood while they're driving down the road. And, you know, but guess what? They are. And you'll note I covered that at midsummer in Washington State, particularly in Seattle, the drive-by shootings are giving them a fit. So she's pushing basically to decriminalize this by a degree. Pushing to decriminalize this by a degree at a time when drive-by shootings are through the roof. And so what kind of message does that send?
Well, it sends, let me quote her. She answers that for us from your piece. She added to what I just read, which was targeting at gangs that were predominantly young and black. She added, quote, I believe in a society that believes in the power of redemption. Murder is murder no matter where the bullets come from. But locking young people up and throwing away the key is not the answer. Yes, ma'am, it is the answer. Because this individual gets out and commits more crimes. Take it away. You were going to say something, please.
I'm just going to say something common sense, which I know Democrats hate. But common sense is this. You murder somebody in cold blood. Let's say you intentionally murder somebody. You did that way, and that's heinous. But in a drive-by shooting scene, is worse because in a drive-by shooting, you might be shooting at that particular individual, but because the car is moving, the road's right. bouncy, everything else you could think of, you're going to harm innocents. It's just going to happen. So what you're doing is there's an extra degree of recklessness. There is an extra degree of recklessness. And these people can't think their way out of a wet sack, so they have no idea, these Democrats. But this is why that law was structured that way, because they're trying to curtail that recklessness.
Well, this begs the question, because their purpose for doing this was a pursuit of, quote, racial equity in the criminal legal system. So let me ask this question, because this question is begging to come out of my mouth. If you're white and commit a drive-by shooting, does this reduction apply to you?
Right. I don't know that answer because she hasn't addressed that. So I do not know that, but I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy that everything's got to be racial. And I do believe the Democrats are losing because of that. I believe people are tired that everything has to be black or white or brown or yellow or red. Or
well, that's the default. That's the default. When you've lost the argument, you default to that lowest common denominator. You go to race. Everybody's a racist, no matter what the subject is. That's just the default lowest common denominator when you've lost the argument. Fair?
Fair. When facts are the most racist body of law in American history, in my opinion, is gun control.
And that's we have pointed that out for years.
That's the funny thing. You know, so you got the funny things. The Democrats are behind the most racist body of law I can think of. And it has kept urban dwellers, many times those are black and brown folks, it has kept them at a disadvantage if they're law-abiding because they can't get a gun. But every gang member, every street criminal, every wannabe criminal has a gun, and they're just shooting up the innocents. And those innocents are at a disadvantage because of racial or racist gun control laws.
I can think of nothing more to highlight that than the laws in Georgia, 140 years, 150 years on the books, designed specifically, Jim Crow laws, to keep freed blacks disarmed. And that was the public gathering laws. And you spoke here at the Georgia Carry Convention, and you are very well aware of the fact that it was the Republican-controlled legislature and a Republican governor in the state of Georgia that wiped those racist laws off the books. Well spoken, well said. Thank you for bringing that up. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. You got 10 seconds, 15. Go ahead.
Well, Democrats fought to protect slavery. Republicans fought to end slavery. There were other reasons. It's not that simple. But just understand, as I say, Democrats take freedom. Conservatives try to get out of your way so you can be free.
AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. He's going to be here next week, as he always is. Thank you for everything you do, AWR. Happy New Year to you and your beautiful family. We love you. Thanks for participating on the show. It's a new year, 2022. Guess what? Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com is going to be here, and we're going to go over 21 of the top-selling guns. Oh, and then we've got someone from Colorado that's going to come on from Grassroots Organization, and then the Roundtable. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.